跟大家谈一下读经的一些要领。
This afternoon, the topic for our seminar is the techniques of Bible study.
在开始介绍这些读经的要领之前呢
，And before I introduce the techniques of Bible study.
因为早上听洪传道啊讲那些道理。
Because this morning after the sermon by Preacher Hong,
他谈到有关奉献的道理。
He was talking about the matters regarding giving offerings.
我突然间想到一个故事。
And it brings to my mind a story.
我想这个故事对我们有很大的提示的作用。
And this story can give us a lot of alertness.
因为我们今天信耶稣，我们的盼望都在天国。
Because today when we believe in Christ Jesus, our hope is on the heavenly kingdom.
以后我们都要进入天国，享受天国的快乐。
And what we want to attain is the glories of the heavenly kingdom.
有一个故事，它是有关奉献。
And this story is regards the offerings of tithe.
有一个老姐妹。
There's this elderly sister.
她在世界啊，她很有钱。
And she has great wealth in this world.
她的邻居是一个穷人。
And her neighbor is poor.
因为她本身她很有钱。
And because she has such wealth.
她很看不起邻居那个穷人。
And because of that, she looked down on her neighbor.
结果有一天啊，她晚上做梦。
And then one night she had this dream.
有天使带她到天国去。
That the angels brought her up to the heavens.
当进入天国以后，她一看很多房子很漂亮。
And when she was in the heaven, she saw many glorious and beautiful houses.
那她问天使。
And she was asking the angels.
有没有我的房子？
And she asked the angel whether there is her house.
天使就要带她去看她的房子。
And the angel was bring her to her home.
她走很长一段路。
And after walking for a path of time.
然后远远看到一个房子很漂亮。
And from afar she saw this beautiful house.
她以为那是她的，她就很高兴。
And she was filled with great joy because she thought that the house is hers.
天使说不是。
But the angel said it is not yours.
你的房子在那个很漂亮的房子旁边另外一栋。
And but the angel told her that her house is next to that glorious house.
她一看那个房子很小，又小又旧又破烂。
And when she looked at it, she was disappointed because that house is small and disintegrating.
她想怎么有可能啊？
And she was wondering how could it be hers.
我在世界的房子很漂亮啊。
And she thought that the house that she had in the world was beautiful.
怎么可能我到天国的房子那么难看？
And why is it that her house in the heavenly kingdom is in such a bad shape?
她正在想不通的时候。
And when she was thinking about this matter,
哎，突然间看到那个很漂亮的房子那里呀。
And then suddenly she saw that from this beautiful house,
有一个人出来。
Then a person emerged from this house,
就是住她隔壁那个穷人。
And this person is the poor neighbor of hers.
她很生气呀。
And she was filled with anger.
那个人在世界那么穷啊。
And she thought that this person, her neighbor, is so poor in the world.
怎么可能在天国会住这么漂亮的房子？
How could the neighbor be living in such a beautiful house in the heavenly kingdom?
平常他就看不起这个穷人。
Because in ordinary days, she looked down on her neighbor.
所以现在他更不相信了。
And therefore, she could not believe the fact.
他问天使有没有弄错。
And therefore, she asked the angel whether the matter was wrong.
天使说没有。
But the angel said it is not.
这两个房子怎么盖起来的？
And the angel saying that how did the foundation of these two houses built?
天使告诉他。
The angel told her.
那个穷人，他虽然在世界很贫穷。
The angel was saying that even though the person is poor in the world.
但是他送到天国来盖的房子的材料很多。
But whatever the treasures that he was laying is much in the heavenly kingdom.
所以你所看到这个漂亮的房子，就是他所送来的材料盖成的。
Therefore, this beautiful and glorious house that you saw in the heavenly kingdom are all the treasures that she laid on earth.
那你送来的材料很少。
But because the treasures that you gave to the heavenly kingdom is little.
所以你的房子小小的，又很难看。
Therefore, the house that you have is small.
这个故事给我们一个很好的提示作用。
And this story gives us a lot of alertness.
那是指的奉献。
And this refers to offering.
所以圣经告诉我们。
And therefore, the Bible tells us,
我们要积存财宝在天上。
The Bible tells us that we must lay out our treasures in the heavenly kingdom.
怎么样来积存财宝在天上？
And how do we accumulate our wealth in the heavens?
趁着我们在世还活着的时候，你去奉献，善用你的钱财。
We should take opportunity of the times while we are on the world to offer tithes.
你帮助穷人。
We help the poor.
奉献金钱给教会。
We give offerings of tithes to the church.
献给主耶稣。
To give offerings to our Lord Jesus Christ.
这就是积财宝在天上。
And all these are laying treasures up in the heavenly kingdom.
所以那个穷人，他虽然很穷。
And therefore, even though the man is really pretty poor,
很爱主。
However, he loved the Lord.
他常常奉献。
He offered offerings.
他尽量去奉献。
He did all his best to give offerings.
他用爱主的心来奉献。
He offered with the love of the Lord.
所以在天上有为他所存留的这个产业。
Therefore, all the treasures were laid up in the heavens.
所以从这个故事我们可以想到。
And therefore, from this story, we can gather.
我们用金钱去行善事，去奉献给神。
That we must take good use of our money to give offerings and do good deeds for the Lord.
就是为我们在天上积存产业。
And all these are laying up treasures in the heavens.
以后我们自己要去享用。
And so that next time when we are in the heavenly kingdom, we could use it in plenty.
这是早上听了那些道理突然间想到的一个故事。
And this is what and this story occurred to me after listening to the sermon this morning.
我们要更有把握地进入神的国度。
In order for us to enter the kingdom of heaven with confidence.
我想一个很重要就是道理一定要守住。
And I think the most important fact is that we must protect and take hold of our morals.
所以希伯来书告诉我们。
Therefore, in the book of Hebrews, it tells us.
我们不要随着世界的潮流来失去。
That we should not get lost in the traditions of the world.
世界有很多的潮流。
There are much fashions and traditions of this world.
有很多观念。
And there are many perspectives.
很多生活习惯。
And many daily habits.
跟圣经的道理相违背。
And they all are differing from the Bible teachings.
这个就像一个潮流一样。
And all these are like the fashion of the world.
很容易影响我们。
And it influences us easily because
让我们跟他们一样。
Because we are the same as them.
所以我们一定要守住道理。
And therefore we must guard hold and protect.
道理都守不住啊。
If we could not keep hold of our morals.
没有办法进入天国。
There's no way we can enter the heavens.
我们有少数的信徒。
There's a few of us Christians.
他已经相信主。
That believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
他受洗。
Get baptized.
他得到圣灵。
Obtain the Holy Spirit.
甚至也做一些神的工作。
And also perform holy work.
可是到最后他道理没有守住。
However, in the end, because he could not keep hold of his morals.
并不能因为他以前那些所做的工作以及他信耶稣了已经一段时间，他一定能够进天国。
And that does not matter because even though he has done all these good deeds, it does not mean that he will enter the heavens.
所以天国是努力的人才能够进去。
Therefore, the heavenly kingdom belongs to those who motivate themselves and work towards it.
今天我们说要立志信主受洗都比较简单。
Today we tell ourselves that we are determined to believe in the Lord and get baptized. All this seems simple.
但是要守完这个道理。
However, in order to keep hold of the morals,
一直到我们离开这个世界
to the end of the age where we leave this world,
这一段路比较困难。
This path of life is indeed difficult.
那要走完这一段路。
In order to walk the path of the life,
我想一个很重要的就是神的保守。
And I think the most important fact is the protection of the Lord.
圣灵帮助我们。
With the guidance of the Holy Spirit,
我们自己很警醒。
And that we are alert.
那里面还有一样就是你要明白道理。
And of course, the most important fact that we must understand the morals.
所以我们信徒才要常常聚会。
Therefore, that's the reason why all of us Christians have to gather together in church.
要多听道理。
And listen to the sermons frequently.
就是帮助我们走完这一段路。
And this is to help us to walk in this path of life.
那下午想跟大家谈一下读经的一些要领。
And this afternoon, I would like to share with all of you the techniques of Bible study.
因为常常觉得很多信徒他们肯用心来读圣经。
Because it's my feeling that most Christians have the heart to understand and learn the Bible.
但是方法不对。
But the method is wrong.
所以浪费很多时间。
Therefore, a lot of time is wasted.
念完以后。也没有什么收获。
And there's no fruits gathered after studying from the Bible.
有一句话这样讲。
There's such a saying.
是指的渔夫啦。
And it refers to the fishermen.
你捕鱼给一些人吃，不如教一些人会抓鱼。
Even though you capture some fish for some people, it does not mean that they know how to capture fish.
捕一大堆给一些人吃，他只是享受很快乐。
You capture a great load of fish for certain people, but they what they only do is to enjoy.
但是他吃了一餐以后啊，他第二餐、第三餐呢，他没有办法。
And after such a meal, the next meal or the next or the third meal, there's no they'll become hungry again.
所以最基本的对他们有帮助就是教他怎么做。
Therefore, the most basic fundamental method is to teach them how to go about capturing the fish.
这样以后那些人他也晓得怎么样去抓鱼。
Therefore, later they will know how to harvest their own.
可能刚开始不大熟练。
In the beginning, they could be unfamiliar with the method of going about doing such things.
但是经过一段时间呢、啊，他会老练呢、啊。
But however, after a certain period of time, they will become familiar.
他就能够靠这个来维持生活。
And therefore, they could depend on such for livelihood.
我们那天讲到《使徒行传》第三章。
That the other day we're talking about Acts chapter 3.
彼得他们到圣殿祷告。
That Peter and the rest of the disciples were praying in the temple.
不是碰到一个生来就是瘸腿的人吗？
And then they met this person that's lame from life.
那个人是做乞丐的。
And this person is a beggar.
每天在那里跟人家讨饭讨钱呢。
And he was there at the temple every day to beg for money and food.
那个人已经四十多岁了。
And this lame person is about 40 over years old.
但是彼得后来怎么样去帮助这个人？
However, how did Peter in the end help this person?
彼得没有给他很多钱，没有给他很多食物。
Peter did not give him a lot of money or food.
彼得从基本的方法来解决。
Peter helped solve his problem from the most basic fundamental way.
把他的腿医好。
He saved his leg.
他能够起来行动。
So that he is cured and he could move around.
他能够跟正常人一样。
So that he could perform the ordinary tasks like ordinary people.
他以后可以自己工作。
So that he could perform ordinary work.
他不要再伸手跟人家要钱了。
He does not need to extend his hand to beg for money.
所以只有给他一些钱很简单。
Therefore, it is indeed easy to give him a certain portion of money.
但是不能永远帮助他。
However, that does not mean that he can help them forever.
要让一个人腿好很困难。
It is very difficult for a person to cure the leg.
但是他好了以后对他一辈子有帮助。
However, that recovery will bring him good life for the rest of his life.
所以我们在信仰上也一样。
And therefore, this is the same for our spiritual life.
我们如果有传道人啊，传道人讲道理给我们听。
If we have preachers who are here to give us sermons.
但是我们这样啊，领受很简单。
And it is very easy for us to gather the fruits.
而且帮助好像很大。
And also, it gives us great help.
但是我们一定要学习到自己能够进入读经、祷告、独立的生活。
However, the most important fact is for us to be able to get into prayer and learning from the Bible to become independent.
信仰一定要学习到你自己能够独立。
And the faith is for us to become more independent.
所以不是别人背着你走。
And because we are not being carried by others in order to walk in
our spiritual life. 我们在信仰的过程。
In our spiritual life,
我们都有一段时间别人带着我们走。
There's a certain period of time that we are led by others.
可是走了某个时间以后
，However, after walking for such a period of time,
你要能够自己走。
We have to be able to be independent and walk on our own.
你能够学习自己读圣经。
We have to be independent to study the Bible on our own.
学习读圣经，心里会高兴感动。
Because studying from the Bible will give us great spiritual strength.
甚至你自己从里面可以多少学习到一些道理。
And also therein lies good teachings for us to learn.
到有一天变成你带别人走了。
Because there'll be one such day that you will be leading others to the truth.
我们每个人的信仰过程应该都是这样。
And therefore all our spiritual life, the path of way of walking should be like that.
在理论上是这样讲。
Well, in reason it is like that.
可是有少数的人他不是。
However, some of us are not.
他怕一辈子啊，都要人家背着他走。
Some of these people need to be led by others for the whole entire life.
他都不会长进啊。
How and they do not know how to motivate themselves.
一直都很幼稚这样。
And all this time they remain immature.
所以那样子他走得很痛苦。
And therefore such a person walks in great pain.
带他信主的这个也会带得很辛苦。
And the person who led him to the truth also will feel the same pain.
像我们自己当传道人呐、啊。
And it's like us being preachers.
我们碰过很多不同的信徒。
We met many different.
有些信徒信主很久。
There are many members that believe in the Lord for a certain time.
他碰到一些简单事情，他也不晓得怎么去应付。
Even though they met such simple tasks, they do not know what to do.
所以有时候我们说，睡到半夜还有电话，有人打电话来找我们呢。
And therefore, we often say that even though in our sleep, there will be telephone calls after midnight.
一接，他说传道睡不着了。
And once we receive such a call, the person on the other side will be not asleep.
传道肚子痛怎么办
？I'm preacher. I have a stomach ache. What can I do?
信主信好久，这种简单事情他不晓得怎么去应付。
And although they believe in the Lord for a long time, they don't know how to handle such a.
所以没有办法，他应该晓得祷告靠主耶稣。
And actually, the simple, most simple way is to pray to the Lord.
但是这种简单的事情他也不会。
However, even such a simple matter, they do not even know how to do.
这就是他没有长进。
And that is because they did not progress.
所以我们一定要从道理上来学习。
And therefore, we have to learn from the morals.
你道理进步以后啊
，And after we progress in our teachings,
会连带使你的整个你的灵性灵程长进。
And that will that connects with our spiritual life, and our spiritual life will continually to progress.
因为道理里面很多有关神的话。
Because in all these morals of teaching, it contains the lessons of God.
神要我们怎么样去生活？
How does God want us to live?
怎么来做事情
？To perform work.
怎样活得有意义
？How to lead a meaningful life.
这些很多在道理里面说得很清楚。
And all these are clearly stated in the teaching.
所以我们一方面除了从听道来学习以外
，And other than listening to sermon in order to learn to progress.
一方面就是要自己读经来领受。
And the other method is that we have to learn and study the Bible.
那我们通常读经有很多方法。
And most of the time, there are many techniques of studying the Bible.
我们最通常所听到一种读圣经的方法。
And the most common method of studying the Bible
就是整本圣经从创世纪第一章一直把它念到最后一章。
And that is to start from the chapter of Genesis and finish and read it to the end of the book.
不管你懂不懂，你通通把它念过一次。
And regardless of whether you understand or not, you go through it in one summary.
这个叫做通读，通通读过。
And that is the method of summary to summarize the whole entire book.
从旧约读到新约。
From the Old Testament to the New Testament.
这样听起来很简单。
It seems an easy method.
可是他会碰到一些困难。
However, therein lies difficulties.
因为这个圣经太长了。
Because the Bible is a long story.
你念到中间有不懂的时候啊。
And when you are when you meet a certain story that you do not understand.
你就不想再念下去了。
There's no motivation to continue further.
所以以前啊，简长老他曾经告诉我。
And therefore, in my past, Preacher Jian did tell me.
他说很惭愧啊。
He said, "Indeed, I am ashamed."
好，他说自己当传道啊。
He said, "Being a preacher."
这样想一想啊。
And when I think.
好像没有从创世纪第一章这样慢慢每一章念到启示录最后这样子。
I do not think that I've ever read from the chapter 1 of Genesis right to the last chapter of Revelation.
我们大家自己想一下，有没有这样通通从头到尾念过一次？
And let us all think and recall whether we have done such a way of reading.
好多人在笑了。
And most people are smiling.
问题在哪里？
And where is the difficulty?
就是我刚刚讲那个问题。
And that's the difficulty I'm referring to.
念到你不懂的时候，你很不想再念下去了。
Because once you encounter difficulty in the middle, it's very hard for the person to continue.
而且有些地方不是只有一两节的圣经不清楚。
And because even though some of the matter is not just a matter of not understanding one or two verses,
有的是整卷整章就很难念。
And sometimes it's the entire paragraph or the entire chapter.
像在旧约有一些先知书。
Because in some of the stories in the Old Testament regarding prophets,
那些念得很不清楚这样。
And it is full of misunderstanding.
所以很多人不能把它念完。
Therefore, it is difficult for most people to finish them.
所以我想对这种方法，如果你愿意尝试，也可以啦。
And it is my opinion that for such a method, it is encouraged if you want to adopt the method.
可是我要问那个效果。
However, what I'm questioning is the result.
你念完以后，我问你，他说了些什么东西？
And after you have read the entire book, I ask you, what did you gather from the whole entire reading?
你说不出来。
If you cannot answer,
那是不是说念了跟没有念一样？
Doesn't it mean that you have not read it the same way?
等浪费很多时间。
and that means wasting much time.
所以我个人觉得说，如果我们有时间，可以那样通通读过一次，至少稍微知道一下，不错。
Therefore, it is my personal opinion that if we have the time, it is good to read through the whole book in summary.
那我下讲第二种方法。
And here I want to talk about the second technique.
就选一部分出来念。
And that is to choose a certain portion out to read.
有些先知书。
And there are some books of the prophets.
有些预言的部分。
And there are some that prophesy.
很难了解的。
It's very hard for us to understand.
暂时不要念它。
We should avoid such topics initially.
跳过去。
And skip such chapters.
譬如说在旧约前面五卷。
And for example, in the first five books of the Old Testament.
创世纪。
Genesis.
出埃及记。
Exodus.
这个都还很好念。
And all these are fascinating.
因为它是历史的部分。
Because they are all historical recordings.
历史不管它长短。
And in history, whether it is long or a short span.
有人就有事情。
Because there are person and therefore there are happenings.
所以这样变得很精彩。
And therefore it becomes very interesting and fascinating.
不会很单调。
It wouldn't become boring.
所以历史念起来很舒服。
And therefore it is very easy to read history.
好像以色列百姓怎么样出埃及过红海。
How the Israelites escaped from Egypt and crossed the Red Sea.
这都是历史故事。
And all these are historical stories.
可是到了出埃及记的后半段。
However, towards the end of Exodus,
神告诉摩西。
God told Moses.
有关那个会幕里面的各种设备。
He was talking about.
会幕就是。
The tabernacle.
当时还没有圣殿。
Because at that time there was no temple.
神要他们造很大的帐篷。
God wants them to set to build this great temple.
用那个来拜神。
In order to glorify and worship God.
当作一个拜神的地方。
And that to set a place to worship God.
那里面很多设备呀。
And therein lies a lot of facilities.
神亲自指示说怎么做。
And God laid down His law as to how to perform them.
譬如说这个桌子多长多宽。
For example, the length and width of this table.
什么要用什么颜色。
And the colors to adopt.
有时候它一大段通通讲那个长宽高的尺寸。
And sometimes some of these chapters just refer to the length, width, and the breadth of such measures.
这样念很单调。
And if you were to read in accordance, it becomes boring.
那个跳过去。
And so skip such chapters.
历史的部分都很好念。
All the historical stories are interesting.
所以最好，我觉得说最好的话，你选择来念。
And therefore, I think it is best that you choose and select to
read. 而且念过以后，你大概有个印象。
And also after you have read, you should have such visualization in your head.
这是普通的一般的读圣经。
And this is a common method of reading.
叫做通读还有选读。
And that is the method of summary and the method of selection.
这是一般介绍的最平常两种方法。
And this is the most common method of introducing the Bible study.
我现在用另外一种用词，一种说法来说明。
And now I'm talking about another way of selecting verses.
那种通读啊，就是通通读过一次的方法啊，有的叫做快，很快，快慢的快，很快的读过。
The method of summary is a fast method.
很快，不管你懂不懂，通常把它念过一次两次，这样一直重复。
Mm-hmm. It emphasizes on speed because you just read through regardless of whether you understand and read it repeatedly.
最起码圣经哪一卷啊，你可以找得到。
And at least from there you gain the accordance of the books of in the Bible.
有时候我们翻圣经所以要看哪一卷啊，有些人找不到啊。
And sometimes when we have to go through the Bible, some of us could not find the chapters of the book.
那就是圣经不熟。
And that's because we're not familiar with
the Bible. 最起码圣经有66卷啊。
And at least there are 66 books.
我们要知道它大概在哪里。
We have to know the approximate whereabouts of them.
虽然那个内容你不大会讲。
Even though we do not understand the contents of such books.
你大概知道，旧约有什么圣经。
We should know that approximately what are the books of the Old Testament.
那新约有什么圣经。
And what are the books of the New Testament.
大概新约是指的四个福音书。
And the most and the main four books are in the New Testament.
还有使徒行传。
And that is the book of Acts.
还有使徒写的书信。
And that is all the letters that are written by the apostles.
这就是新约。
And this is the New Testament.
旧约里面有历史部分。
And in the Old Testament, there are historical recordings.
有那些称为智慧书的。
And there are the books of Proverbs.
好像诗篇啊，箴言啊。
And all these books of wisdom, like Psalms and Proverbs.
传道书啊。
Ecclesiastes.
雅歌啦。
Jacob.
约伯记啊。
Job.
这些都称为智慧书。
And all these are the books of wisdom.
很多人生的格言。
And all this lies the wisdom and foundations of men's saying.
还有一本是先知书。
And also there are the books of the prophets.
大概整个新旧约的内容大概是这些。
And the rough content of the books are within the old.
除了很快念过一次。
After reading through them in speed.
重快念，重复的一直念啊。
And reading them in speed in all this repeatedly,
大概只有给我们一个基本的概念。
And this only gave us a rough perspective.
对道理还没有办法进入。
However, we do not have a deeper understanding.
差不多只知道这些圣经故事，还有这个有什么圣经卷。
And the knowledge that we attain is only the various books and what they contain.
所以有时候要用第二种方法来配合。
And therefore, it should be accompanied by a second method.
慢慢的念。
And that is to read it slowly.
你读得很慢的时候。
And when you read it slowly,
你会注意到里面的圣经的内容。
You will become aware of the contents of the Bible.
那慢慢念可能要选一卷或者一章。
And therefore, we'll choose one chapter or one book in order to read it in slow.
慢慢念的时候，它每个内容你都不可以忽略掉。
And because we read it in slow speed, it is not easy for us to it's very easy for us to follow.
然后对神告诉我们的一些内容。
And also the sayings of God.
我们能够很清楚。
We could get clear understanding.
所以快慢都有。
And therefore there's the different methods, fast or slow.
这两个可以配合。
And this should be able to accompany each other.
这是大概的读经的方法。
And this is a approximate method of studying the Bible.
我想我今天介绍两种，也是读经，也是查经的一个简单方法。
And today I would like to introduce two methods of studying and reading the Bible.
那本来说查经好像很严肃、很枯燥的一种工作。
And initially, the terminology of Bible study sounds like a serious and boring matter.
那我想介绍两种比较轻松的方法。
And I would like to introduce two lighter way of going about.
很简单。
And it is very simple.
而且会觉得这个方法很好玩。
And we will find such a method interesting.
我们大家一学马上会的。
And that all of us, once we study, we will understand.
第一种方法。
The very first method.
就是说我们在读一章圣经的时候。
And that is when we are reading a chapter.
或者说一卷圣经。
Or whether we are reading a paragraph.
你找到某些事情，不断的重复出现。
And we realize that some of the incidents are happening over and over again.
你把那个注意出来。
And here we have to take note.
有时候我们在读经，我们用笔把它画出来，圈出来。
And sometimes when we study the Bible, we have to circle them and emphasize them out.
重复出现的字或者那种事情。
And that is to emphasize such words that appear repeatedly.
它应该就是一个重点。
And because they are the important fact.
我想我们做小孩子都有那种感觉。
And we feel that for all of us children, we have such a feeling.
有时候父母亲对同样一件事情一直重复的告诉你。
Because sometimes our parents will go over the same matter over and over again.
小孩子觉得很啰嗦，这么很讨厌。
And the children will feel that the parents are nagging at them.
可是为什么父母亲他要一次再一次的告诉你？
However, why do the parents want to go over the matter over again?
因为他觉得很重要。
Because they feel that it is very important.
他怕你忘记。
They are afraid that you might forget.
他觉得很重要。
They feel that it is important.
你必须把它记住。
And therefore, you have to remember.
所以才会一次再一次的说。
And therefore, they will say over and over again.
圣经也一样。
It's the same as the Bible.
同样一个事情。
The same matter.
如果说神一次再一次这样说。
If God were to repeat it over and over again.
也是觉得很重要。
And that refers it.Then that means that it is very important.
所以有时候我们在读一段圣经，你不晓得它的重点在哪里。
And therefore, sometimes when we read a certain verse, we do not know where the important point is.
那你就先注意这种事情。
And therefore, we must be aware.
有重复出现的字或者一个工作。
And we have to be aware of such words or incident that happen again and again.
或者说那个人啊。
Or whether that person appear over and over again.
那就是一个重要的地方。
And that is the important point.
好，我现在要举一个圣经的例子。
And now I want to bring an example from the Bible.
好，我们看一下《路德记》。
Let us turn to Ruth.
路德记第二章。
Let's turn to Ruth chapter 2.
第二章。我们看整个第二章。
Ruth page 187.
路德，撒摩耳记前面。
Before 1 Samuel. 第二章。
哎，第二章呀。
In page 188, chapter 2.
我们看一下哈，我现在要你们注意有。中文有几个字哈，就是第二节那个第二节哈
，Page 188，
二章的二节哈
，Chapter 2 verse 2，
verse 2
Ruth，R-U-T-H Ruth，
哎，这里我念一下哈，摩押女子路德对拿尔米说：“容我往田间去，我蒙谁的恩，就在谁的身后拾取麦穗。”要你们注意，就是拾取麦穗。好，我们中文。
And it's after the book of Joel, after the book of Daniel.
Amos.
Amos
的书
Page 647. In chapter 1.
Chapter 1,
Yes.
第三节
Verse 3.
一章三节
Chapter 1, verse 3. 647.
我在这里只是做例子，不做详细说明。
Here, I'd just like to refer to the example.
我们先看第三节。
Let's look at verse 3.
我念哈。耶和华如此说，大马色三番四次的犯罪，我必不免去他的刑罚，因为他以打粮食的铁器打过基列。好，这里讲到大马色。好，看第六节。
Here in verse 3, it talks about the Lord talking about the three sins of Damascus.And he will not turn back his wrath because she had thrashed Gilead. And let us look at verse 6 again.
第六节这里说，耶和华如此说，加撒三番四次的犯罪，我必不免去他的刑罚。那里地方很有没有地方很像
？And in verse 6 it says that the Lord says, for three sins of Gaza, even for four, I will not turn back my wrath. And if we were to compare it with verse 3, what are the similarities?
一开始就说耶和华如此说。
Right from the beginning, it is laid down. This is what the Lord says.
这里要警告的对象不一样。
And here the person to warn is different.
开始那个是大马色。
And because in the beginning is Damascus.
第六节是加撒。
And in verse 6 is Gaza.
但是其他的字通通一样。
However, the rest of the words are the same.
三番四次的犯罪。
Because they have occurred sin three and four, or even four times.
所以神必不免去他的刑罚。
And however, Lord will not turn back his wrath.
好，第九节。
And in verse 9.
也是一样。
It's the same. It's likewise.
耶和华如此说，推罗三番四次的犯罪，我必不免去他的刑罚。
And in verse 9, this is what the Lord says. For three sins of Tyre, even for four, I will not turn back my wrath.
看十一节。
And let's look at verse 11.
是不是一样？
And it is the same.
十三节。
And verse 13.
第二章一节。
And chapter 2, verse 1.
第四节。
And verse 4.
第六节。
Verse 6.
这些开头通通一样。
And all the beginnings are the same.
所以我们刚刚介绍那种方法。
And therefore the method and the technique I was talking about.
同样的。一个句子或者一个几个字出现
，the same sayings that appear over and over again。
不要一个单字的不算呐。
It does not. I'm not referring to I'm not referring to
单字的
a word.
单字的不是那种一个特殊的用词啊。
A word is not used significantly.
像他这个三番四次的犯罪
，like it talks about the wrath if.Three or four times.
所以神一定要刑罚他。
And therefore, the Lord cannot turn back His wrath.
这变成第一章跟第二章这个先知所要讲的一个基本的内容。
And here, therefore, he lays down the foundation of what Amos wants to talk about in chapter 1 and 2.
他谈到一些以色列国以外的国家。
It talks about some of the countries outside Israel.
啊，因为他在这里主要是要警告以色列国。
Because here, the main aim of Amos is to warn the Israelites.
那这里啊，他这个，如果我们研究他这个国家排列的这个路线。
And therefore, if we were to research the roots of the whereabouts and the boundaries of the countries,
如果以迦南地的地图做中心
，and if we were to use the Canaanite, the land of the Canaanites as the main focus point,
因为以色列国分裂成两部分
，because the kingdom of Israelites is divided into two portions.
犹大国在南部
，the Judah is in the south.
以色列国北部
，the Israelites are in the north.
神要警告的重点在中心点以色列国。
And the focal point of the Lord saying is on Israel.
那他这个排列、啊、就从 外面这样绕进来。
And therefore the route is from the exterior into the interior.
大马士在迦南地的东北方。
The markers is in the 东北方。
哎，东右右右右上右右边。
It's on the northeast、yeah. of Israel.
Yeah, 这样它像一个那个台风眼漩涡
It's like a typhoon or the whirlwind
好这样一直旋转绕进来
And it takes a route of spiraling into the center
因为那些国家也是很坏
And because all the countries are in sin
后来都被神来处罚
And they all gather the wrath of God
这样一直绕进来绕到最中心点就是以色列国
and therefore after spiraling it reached the center of Israel
那些原因就是他们通通犯罪
because the main reason they are sinning
但这里谈到一个重复的地方
however here it is repeatedly over again
人做坏事神在监察
that God is punishing the people because their sin
到最后神必定会处罚
therefore in the end Lord will punish
好那这个先知就警告这个事情
and therefore here theProphet Amos is warning them.
那虽然你们刚开始念这个圣经的时候，你们不了解它的这种历史的背景。
And therefore, in the beginning, when we are reading the Bible, we do not understand the background.
没有关系。
It does not matter.
以后你们读过的时候，你们就注意到。
And because after reading it over, we will be aware.
有这种重复出现的。
Because it appear over and over again.
你稍微注意一下。
And we have to put it aside and take note.
那这个变成这一章或者这一段。很重要一个基本的主题
and that is the main focal point and the foundation of these chapters
它一定要告诉我们某些道理
because therein lies the teaching that it wants to tell us
这样我们在读圣经你可以觉得很有趣
and therefore when we read the Bible we can gather much sayings
啊，我想
and we'll find it interesting
我们这一节先讲到这里、啊、
and therefore let us discuss it
我们就上一节跟大家介绍那个读经的一个方法叫做重复率
The earlier sermon we talk about the techniques of Bible study and that is the method of repetition
啊，刚刚跟大家谈了很多人觉得很新奇很新鲜、啊、
And after the sermon most of us are very fascinated
真的很有趣
Because it is indeed interesting
我们读圣经你一开始觉得有趣的时候你就很想再继续看下去
Because once we start studying the Bible, and if we are fascinated and interested, that will motivate us to continue.
那这个例子很多很多。
And there are many, many examples.
好，我们看一下创世纪第一章。
Let us turn to Genesis.
它有好多不同的重点。
Genesis chapter 1.
啊，一章的第三节。
In verse 3.
一章第三节。
Chapter 1, verse 3 in Genesis.
神说要有光。就有光，神看光是好的，就把光啊分开。这是神创世的第一天呐、啊。
And in verse 3, God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. In verse 4, God saw that the light was good, and He separated the light from darkness.
第六节。
In verse 6,
神说。
And God said.
我现在要你们注意一个重点。
And here I want to bring out this important point.
就是神说。
And that is, and God said.
第六节开始。
And in verse 6,
第九节开始。
And in verse 9.
14节
14,
还有中间也有11节那里也有
And in verse 11 again
20节。
And therefore, there comes the next step. First, we can discover all these points.
神的话有能力，对不对？
Because the words of God give us strength.
主耶稣他讲过一句话。
And Jesus said before.
出于神的话，句句带着能力。
That all the words of God lie meaning and strength.
那这里是创世的时候神的工作。
And here, this is in the book of Genesis, is the work of God.
当时神怎样来工作？
And how did God create?
用神的话。
He used His word.
神说要有什么就有什么。
And when God said He wants such a matter, that thing will appear.
所以神的话很重要。
And therefore, the word of God is very important.
这是神说，这是第一个重点。
And that is what God said.
再看，也是在这里面。
And it's also the same chapter.
在第三节，第四节。
And in verse 4,
神看光是好的。
God saw that the light was good.
这是第一天哈。
This is the first day.
第一天神造光。
In the first day when God created light.
所以光暗分开。
And therefore light and darkness is separated.
所以神看光是好的。
Therefore the God saw that the light was good.
第十二节。
And in verse 12.
十二节的最后一句。
And towards the end.Of verse 12,
神看着是好的，有没有？
And God saw that it was good.
第十节最后一句。
And at the end of verse 10,
神看着是好的。
God saw that it was good.
现在我们找到一样，另外一个主题，神看什么是好的。
And therefore, another main point is that God saw that it was good.
以后第四天、第五天、第六天，通通有这个神看着是好的。
And therefore, on the fourth, fifth, and the rest of the days, God saw that it was good.
神当初用六天的时间来创造。
And God at that time used 6 days to have His creation.
应该呀，每一天一个工作完成，就有这一句话。
And therefore, after a certain task in a day, there will be such a saying.
所以工作完成是好的。
And therefore, once the task is completed, it is indeed good.
神也看工作完成是好的事情。
And God realized that after the task is completed, it is a good thing.
所以我们从这些找出一个资料。
And therefore, here we can gather all the research.
神每完成一个工作，就有那个神看的是好的。
That once God has completed a certain task, He will say that God saw that it was good.
我现在要应用这个做一个结论。
And here I want to use it as a point of emphasis.
工作有完成才是好的啦。
That once a task is completed, then it is good.
那工作没有完成，当然神看不好。
And of course, if the job is not completed, it is not pleasing in the eyes of the Lord.
你工作做一半，哪里会算好呢？
And of course, if you did not complete your task, how could it be good?
好，所以工作完成，神才会看为是好的。
And therefore, if the task is completed, then it is pleasing in the eyes of the Lord.
应该六天都有这样写才对。
And therefore, it should be the same likewise for all
the 6 days. 但是我们要学习，就是你要去观察了。
And therefore, what we have to learn is to discover.
因为在这六天里面呢。
Because within the 6 days.
第一天神造什么？第二天神造什么
？Because God created certain thing in first and second day.
应该六天是一个连续啊。
And there should be a continuation of the 6 days.
应该每一天都有这一句话才对呀。
And there should and this.Where this saying should be the same every day.
所以在找这个主题的时候，你要六天一起把它排列出来看。
And therefore, if we want to search for the main topic, we should lay down all the 6 days and examine them.
但是有没有例外
？However, is there a
特殊的
？Is there a different example?
第二天我们看第二天有没有啊
？And let us discover the second day.
第六节到第八节。
From verse 6 to verse 8.
神说诸水之间要有空气，将水分为上下，神就造出空气，将空气以下的水、空气以上的水分开了，事就这样成了。第八节，神称空气为天，有晚上，有早晨，这是第二天。哇，没有。
However, when we look at verse From verse 6 to verse 8, the saying did not repeat again.
第二天没有说神看的是好的。
Because on the second day, it was not mentioned that God saw
that it was good. 为什么第二天没有写啊?
And why is it so?
以下每天都有啊。
And however, the rest of the days, it is mentioned.
就是我刚讲那个问题啊。
And that is the question that was
asked. 第二天的工作啊，没有全部完成啊。
Because the task of the second day was not completed.
因为第二天神要把那个空气上下的水分开。
Because in the second day, God wanted to separate from the expanse of the water from the sky.
虽然说事就这样成了嘛。
Although it's mentioned that the task is being done.
但是那些水分开以后，水的事情没有解决完。
However, even though the water and the sky were completed, the task is not over.
所以那一部分到第三天继续完成。
And therefore, it is continued until the third day.
所以第二天没有说神看的是好的。
Therefore, in the second day, it did not mention that God saw that it was good.
那因为第三天他有。
And there's another task on the third day.
地面上各种青草啊、水果树木啊长出来。
And all the vegetation and the seed-bearing plants were all growing from the land.
所以那个完成也是好的。
And therefore, that task is completed and it is good.
啊，这个六天那个比较困难一点。
However, the sixth day, it encounters a bit more difficult.
所以在第三天有两次神看为是好的。
Therefore, on the third day, it mentioned twice that God saw it was good.
其他正常都是一天一次。
And the rest are just mentioned once a day.
好，无形中到这里有另外一个方法出来。
And therefore, unconsciously, from here, we gather another method.
第二种方法。
The second method.
就是比较。
And that is to compare.
好，本来大家都应该只有一次啊。
Actually, all of them should have the same way.
而现在第二天没有啊。
However, it is not mentioned in the second day.
第三天变成两次。
And in the third day, there are twice. It was mentioned twice.
你没有这样比较，你不觉得？
And therefore, if we were not to compare, we would not.
所以等一下我要介绍第二种就是比较的方法。
And therefore, the next method I want to talk about is the method of comparison.
比较方法也很简单。
The method of comparison is simple too.
好，比较方法我等一下再介绍。
And let me emphasize the method of comparison later.
第一章里面还有一个，还有很多了，还有那个有晚上有早晨。
And in chapter 1, it talks about evening and day.
每次说这是头一天、第二天，那个上面那个有晚上有早晨。
And it's often mentioned that there was morning and evening in the first day.
它每天一定有这个字出现。
That every day they will mention over and over again that morning and evening.
你们不会解释没有关系。
And if you do not know how to explain it,
先把它找出来。
Let's discover this verse.
就知道，哎，这是一种重点。
Then we know that these are the important points.
有晚上，有早晨。
That there is morning and evening.
犹太人他们在算这个一天的时间呐。
And according to the Jews, when they're calculating the length of time,
听说应该是从太阳下山差不多六点以后开始算到隔天。
And the way they go about is the setting of the sun in the evening to the next day.
有晚上，有早晨。
There's night and there's morning.
这个顺序刚好按这个安排。
And therefore, that's how they lay in accordance.
好，我想这个我不要再讲太多了哈。第五章。
Let us turn to chapter 5. 看
创世纪第五章。
Genesis chapter 5.
我在这里给大家出两个作业，回去大家回去做做作业。
Here I want to give two assessments for the brothers and sisters to go to.Bring home as the homework.
你们不会解释没有关系。
If you do not know how to explain, or it does not matter.
就是学习把它找出来。
It's the important way is to for us to learn to discuss them.
创世纪第五章。
Genesis chapter 5.
第一节开始这样子。
From verse 1 onwards.
整个第五章一直到结束啊。
From verse 1 to the rest.
这里讲到亚当，还有赛特。亚当的儿子赛特这边传下来总共十代。
Here it talks about the generation of Adam and his son Seth, that there were 10 generations.
这个是赛特这边的家族啦。
Here is they talk about the family tree of Seth.
在第四章前面有一个叫该隐。
And in 第四章 in
第四章 chapter,
and before chapter 4, there's such a person named Cain that was mentioned.
那也是亚当的儿子。
And he is also the son of Adam.
不过这个该隐啊，他不大守神的教训。
However, Cain did not walk with God.
他也传出很多后代。
He likewise has many descendants.
所以第四章后面讲该隐的后代。
And therefore, chapter 4 onwards talk about the family tree of Cain.
那第五章是讲到赛特的后代。
And in chapter 5, it talks about the family tree of Seth.
那第五章这边是因为赛特的后代他们是会敬畏神啊。
And here because the descendants of Seth fear God.
这里总共有十代。
And here there are 10 generations.
讲到亚当活几岁。
It mentioned about the span of life of Adam.
第一代活几岁，第二代几岁。
And likewise for the first and the second generation.
第一代几岁的时候生了谁啊。
And who gave birth to who in a certain generation.
那所以第五章这样 你突然间看了哇这个一点都不好玩。
And therefore, if we were to view chapter 5, it is indeed dry and boring.
通通是名字，通通是谁几岁啊。
And because it all record names and the numbers of age.
还有他最后啊共活几岁就死了啊。
And also the span of life and how they die.
所以里面有我要你们注意两个地方。
Here I want you to be aware of the two points.
看第四节好了。
Let's look at verse 4.
Verse 4, yeah. 亚当生赛特之后又在世活八百年并且生儿养女。亚当共活了930岁就死了。好，这是讲到亚当啊。
And here in verse 4 and 5, it mentioned about Adam.
所以我们会觉得说人的一生啊。好，我们如果从这里得到一种教训，就是人的一生实在很单调。
And here, the lesson that we can gather from verse 4 and 5 is that the life of all of us is indeed monotonous.
不管你活多久啊，到最后是死掉。
Because no matter and regardless of how long you live, the end result is death.
生儿养女。
And even though you give birth to children,
它里面每一代都有生儿养女。
And there are children that are mentioned in each generation.
也有。就死了
and those that died
到几岁就死掉了
and how long they live and they died
这是第五章
that's chapter 5
里面有一个特殊的人
however within all these people there's this special person
他没有说就死了
it was not mentioned that he died
给你们一个作业看看是谁
Enoch
以诺，好，二十一节那里，好，他与神同行，被神接走。
Such a person is Enoch in verse 21. He did not die, but God took him away.
这里面好多道理。
Here there are many teachings.
他一直写到挪亚，还有生他三个孩子。
And then later he talks about Noah and his three sons.
那前面这样看他们年纪呀、啊。大家都几百岁啊，大概差不多都八九百岁左右。
And here, if we were to regard their age, they were around 800 to 900 years old.
只有以诺，总共365岁。
And it's only Enoch who lived 365 years.
但他没有就死了。
However, he did not die.
好，我现在还是要用除了刚刚第一个你们教你们的第一个方法以外。
And therefore, other than the method that I was talking about previously,
我现在用第二种方法。
Here, I would like to talk about the second.
这里有十个人。
Here, there are 10 people.
大家都有生儿养女就死了。
Because each and every one of them give birth to sons and daughters and die.
只有以诺，他有生儿养女，但是没有就死了。
It's only Enoch who, although give birth to sons and daughters, but he did not die.
我们这样比较，以诺比较特别。
And therefore, if we were to compare him and the rest, he is indeed special.
还要比较他们的年纪。
And also we have to compare their age.
在这里面，以诺可能是最短命的人。
Here we could realize that Enoch could he probably lived the shortest span of life.
最短命的人是不是最可怜呢、啊？
Is it true that the person who lived the shortest on earth is indeed the most merciless?
不见得。
That does not mean.
看你怎么样去生活啦。
However, it's a matter of how you live.
有些人在世界上命很长啊。
Some people on this, they may be living a long span of time.
可是他活得没有价值。
However, their life is not meaningful.
所以那个内容不充实啊。
And therefore, the content is not enriched.
也不拜神，也不会啊帮助别人。
They do not fear God and worship God, and they do not help one another.
他很自私。
They are selfish.
虽然他活得很长。
Although they may have live a long time.
那个好像生命那种长长瘦瘦的这样，像蚯蚓一样这样。
And you can think of it is analogous to an earthworm that's long and skinny and slimy.
但是有些人他生命很短呐、啊。
However, some people their life is short.
但他活得很充实，胖胖，短短胖胖的这样。
However, their life is enriched and the span of life is enriched.
但是很有价值。
But and it is meaningful.
所以一个人的价值啊，不一定说他很长命才有价值。
Therefore, the meaning of life does not lie in the length of time.
这就是我们从这里比较的时候，我们能够得到的一些道理。
And therefore, here it's because of comparison that we can understand such a matter.
那当然对我们一般的弟兄姐妹，你可能刚开始念的时候，你不会整理出这种结论出来。
And therefore, for most of us brothers and sisters, when we first start to Bible study, we might not be able to gather.
但是没有关系。
It does not matter.
你们慢慢这样训练。
That it takes time for us to train ourselves.
你要读到这么枯燥的圣经啊，你不要把它啊一跳啊就跳过去，不要看了。
We should not, because of meeting such a boring chapter, we should just skip over and overlook it.
用心一下。
However, we should exercise more thought.
你慢慢去找，你会发现很多很有趣的事情。
We should take time and look over, and we will find many interesting.
我们平常讲三代同堂啊。
We often mention about the togetherness of three generations.
他们当时都活很几百九八九百岁啊。
And at that time, they all lived to 800 or 900 years old.
他们不晓得几代同堂。
We do not know how many generations they have with
their
family.
从这个年纪可以算出来。
We could calculate from their age.
亚当生赛特以后，又在世上八百年了。
That after Adam gave birth to Seth, he lived 800 years old.
所以亚当在130岁的时候生赛特。
And that is Adam gave birth to Seth when he was 130 years old.
赛特105岁生以挪士。
And when Seth gave birth to Enos when he was 105 years old.
赛特本身活了900多岁。
And Seth himself lived 900 over years.
所以这是他们一个很大的家族。
And therefore it is indeed a huge family.
我自己没有去算过了。
I did not calculate it myself.
好，但你们这样去算的时候会发现，哎。很多很有趣的。
And therefore, if we were to take heart and calculate, we will find many interesting.
再出一个比较难的作业给你们做了。
And let me give you a more difficult.
尼西米记。
Let's turn to Nehemiah.
这个晚上回家算一算。
Let's turn to Nehemiah.
在以斯帖记哈，就是耶伯记。
It's before Esther.
前面。
Before Esther.
以斯耶伯的前面就是以斯帖记的前面。
The book of Nehemiah, page 342.
尼希米记第三章。
Page 343, Nehemiah chapter 3.
第三章这里哈最难念的。
And chapter 3 we might encounter some difficulty.
我要你们回家算的作业是那个有一个字啊，三个字。
The homework that I have for all of you is.To go home and look for three words.
第三章的第二节开始。
It starts from verse 2 in chapter 3.
中文是其次是。其次。英文。
没有。The man.
都没有。
第二次。The man of Jerusalem.
后面没有写。
后面就是 the fish gate. 第四次是 Mary Moore.
第四节
就是 Mary Moore。
那你们这个英文没有写，因为他直接把名字弄出来。那不要这个，那再找另外一段。那要你们对着那个第
没有的。
没有哈，又没有。那第十节那个。
第十节。
对着自己。
我还有讲 adjoining this。
对着自己房屋有。
对着自己的房屋。
怎么样
？adjoining this， 就是他建他的房屋。
对。
他只讲 adjoining this， 就是连接着，在其次，建造、续造，就是在这边。
对着自己房屋。
make repair。不是他的 house。 对他自己房屋，
对着自己房屋，
在这边 opposite his house，
对，不要那个旗帜，就是对着自己房屋。
OK， 对着自己房屋 opposite his house。
好，我现在另外一个，好。
可是后面没有。
后面还有。
还有吗？
有。有，29节。
29节。
29节。
有
没有？
有
哈。好。那本来要你们找那个旗帜是啊，因为英文里面没有，所以不要你们找哈。
And at first, I would want you to search for adjoining this. Yeah, it's right towards the end.
Next
in verse,
那个是不是?
Yeah, it's recorded in verse 10, but in the Chinese Bible, it was mentioned in every verse.
啊，那可以把那个旗帜是找出来。啊，哎。
Next to.
没有
吗？
Next to.
好，找 next to，
嘿 ，next to， 哈。
No， it's next to。
嘿
，sorry。
它就是接着前面，一群人坐一段 ，next to 有另外一段这样子，那可以一群人在工作，一个工作分配。
And it is mentioned next to and is repeated over and over again talking about the continuation of the work。
我为什么要你们找这个
？And why do I want you to look for？The verse.
当你们找出几个那个 next to 的时候啊
，and after you have found the word next to，
就是已经差不多啊，分成几对人在工作啊。
And then here we can gather that there were different responsibilities of the different people。
那就是工作分配。
And that means to separate the task of work。
对我们今天来讲啊
，and for us today，
教会的弟兄姐妹大家都工作平均分配。
That today all brothers and sisters will gather all different areas of the task.
啊，譬如说打扫我们的会堂来讲啊。
For example, the cleaning of the church hall.
有人擦玻璃呀。
There's some people who clean.
有人洗弄地板呐。
Some clean the floor.
有人管理电器呀。
And some will cater to the appliances.
有人写黑板呐。
Some will write on the board.
有人司琴呐。
And some will play the piano.
不同的工作，大家一起平均分配下去。
And that all these various different tasks are all divided.
每一个字，每一个字这样慢慢看下来。
And therefore, we have to take time and be careful to look for next to in all the entire chapter.
好，我讲一个比较简单的了哈，然后我们来差不多做一个对这个方法一个结束。诗篇。
Let's turn to Psalms.
好，诗篇我们可以单独来念。
And Psalms we can read it independently.
啊，150篇啊，诗篇是最后一篇啊。
150. And here it mentioned about the various different musical instruments.
演奏一定有它的一个作用。
And the playing has a certain effect.
那我们在这里面，你们看到什么都每一节都有出现的。
And what is the word that appear over and over in each verse?
有没有找到什么？赞美神是不是赞美哈
？And that is praise the Lord.
差不多，每一节差不多都有。差不多要两次，有的三次啦。
And it is repeated over and over, sometimes twice or three times in its verse.
从第一节一直到第六节，一直讲到赞美神赞美哈，就是赞美的作用。
And therefore, from verse 1 to 6, it keep repeatedly over praising the Lord.
好，所以我们今天呢唱诗的，好，我如果要应用，就是我们今天唱诗赞美神。
And therefore, the purpose of us singing hymns today is to praise the Lord.
在什么地方？在什么地方
？And whereabouts does it lie？
第一节就讲了。
The first verse。
在神的圣所。
We praise God in His sanctuary。
在神显能力的穹苍。
We praise Him in His mighty heavens。
啊，为什么要赞美神
？Why do we praise the Lord？
第二节讲了。
In verse 2。
因为神的大能的作为。
We praise Him for His acts of power。
哈，第三节到第五节。
And from verse 3 to 5。
用各种乐器。
We use different musical instruments.
第六节讲什么样的人要赞美神。
And in verse 6, it talks about who are the people.
凡有气息的都要赞美神。
And that is everything that has breath.
你们要赞美神。
Therefore, all of us have to praise the Lord.
这是一篇很完整、很好的道理。
And here it completely tells us.
它圣经节本身告诉我们几个重点。
And it brings out some important points in the verses.
你找到一个主题了。
We found the main topic.
就是赞美。
And that is to praise.
然后在什么样的地方。
And therefore, where about is the place?
为什么。
Why?
什么样的人
？What are the people？
用什么方法
？And what is the method？
这些都是一些查经的要领啊。
And therefore, all these are the method of Bible study.
我们下次自己读经，你稍微注意一下，你就会找到这种答案出来。
And therefore, when we have Bible study and we take heart, we will be able to look.
我们最后再讲一个。
And let us look for another example.
列王记下第五章。
Second Kings.
王下第五章
Second Kings
Chapter 5
Second Kings Chapter 5 Page 263 Second Kings Chapter
这第五章里面谈到一个乃曼元帅的故事
In 263 Page 263 In Chapter 5 it talks about Naaman
他长大麻风
That he isa leper.
这个故事有没有听过啊
have you heard about this story?
那我们在这一章里面啊他虽然平常讲到乃曼啊他到以色列国求医治啊。
And here it talks about the story of Naaman trying to search for recovery in Israel.
现在不要用刚刚那个方法。
Here we do not use the other technique.
也教你们做一个另外一种方法，这个方法是以人为主。
And here we use another method, and that is to focus on the person.
在这个故事里面
In this entire story,
整个第五章的故事里面
The whole story of chapter 5.
当然这个故事是以乃曼元帅要求医治为中心。
And of course, the main topic here is, is Naaman trying to search for recovery from his leprosy.
以后我们在读经或者查经的时候，你注意看，这个故事里面有几种不同的人出现。
And therefore, when we have Bible study of this story, we should discover the different personalities that appear in this chapter.
我们可以想象他们像在演戏，上那个舞台上一样来演戏。
We could visualize in our head that all these people are appearing on stage.
你看到几种不同的角色上来。
And we can visualize in our head about all the appearances of all these different people.
我们就把每一个角色抓出来研究一下。
And therefore, we'll take these few personalities and research into them.
每个人的角色不一样。
Because each of them play a different part.
他的态度不一样。
Their behavior is different.
他的信仰不一样。
Their faith is different.
当然有好有坏。
And of course, it could be success or failure.
有些人是纯粹好人。
And some of these are good people.
有些是完全是坏人。
And some of these are entirely bad.
有些是好的多，坏的少。
And some of these...have more good points in them than bad.
有的是坏人比较多，可是还有一点好处。
And there are some of these people that may be bad, but then we could still find some good points in them.
你会发现，这人呐，很复杂。
And then here we will realize that indeed it is complicated.
我们可以学到好多道理。
We can gather many, many things.
好，我给你们一点提示。
And here, let me give you some.
第五章开始，
reminder.
乃曼元帅。
In verse 5.
这是第一个出现的人。
The first person is the king of.
他应该是主角啦。
And therefore he is the main actor in this stage.
第二节那个小女子。
In verse 2, there's this little girl, young girl.
Young girl, 一个小女孩。以色列国的小女孩。
This young girl from Israel.
她被抓到亚兰国去。
That she's being captured.
她的表现怎么样啊？
And what is her behavior?
她对乃曼的太太做见证。
She bear testimony to Naaman's wife.
再来就是乃曼的他的国王。
And then we talk about the king of Naaman.
第五节。
Verse 5.
亚兰王。
And that is Aram.
因为他是亚兰国。
And because there is a king of Aram.
所以这个国王他也出现了。
And therefore the king appeared too.
再来第八节。
And let's look at verse 8.
有先知以利沙。
And we look at prophet Elisha.
还有刚第六节忘记讲，第六节。
Oh, let's look at verse 6.
以色列王。
The king of Israel.
这个以色列王应该叫做约兰才对啊，应该是约兰王，他的名字是约兰。
Actually, the name of this king of Israel is
约兰。不管他，就是以色列王。
约兰。
好，这个以色列王信仰不好。
this king of Israel, he did not have a good faith.
还有先知以利沙。
And the prophet of Elisha.
好，还有在下面那个十三节。
Verse 13.
十三节是乃曼的仆人。
The servants of Naaman.
因为乃曼啊，他听到以利沙叫他到约旦河去洗七次啊。
Because Naaman, when he was told by the prophet Elisha to go to the river to be cleansed 7 times,
他很生气啊。
He was filled with anger.
他就要回家。
He wants to return home.
他的仆人马上跟他讲啊。
However, his servants tell him immediately.
啊，这种事情不是很困难。
That it is not a difficult task.
为什么不做呢？
Why don't you perform it?
这个仆人还不错。
And therefore, this servant indeed is a good man.
还有先知以利沙他的仆人。
And then we look at the servant of prophet Elisha.
就是20节那个基哈西。
And that is in verse 20, Gehazi.
好，大概这样多少人物出现了。
And therefore, if we were to review, there are many people that appeared.
每个人都很精彩。
And all of them have fascinating stories to tell.
如果我要以一个要讲主人、仆人这两种身份来讲的话。
And therefore, if I were to mention about the position of a master and his servant.
乃曼他是亚兰王的仆人。
Naaman is a servant of the king of Aram.
因为亚兰王他是国王，他是主人。
And because Aram is the king, and therefore he is the master.
所以这个主人怎么扮演他的角色？
And so, how should the king perform his task?
他听到乃曼有需要，好，我帮助你写信拿钱过去去求医治吧。
The king of Aram, he realized that Naaman has certain needs, and that is to recover from his leprosy.
乃曼自己还有仆人。
And Naaman himself has servants after him.
这个仆人不错。
And this servant is a good man.
当乃曼要回去的时候。
When Naaman wants to return,
这个仆人劝告他。
However, this servant of his told him,
先知要你做的不是困难的事情。
The servant advised him that what the prophet told you to do is not.
你为了要求医治啊。
That if you search for the recovery,
更困难的事情难道你不去做吗？
Wouldn't you do an even more difficult task?
何况这种简单的事呢？
Likewise, such a simple matter.
幸亏这个仆人很好。
He should be thankful that the servant is such a good gave him a good advice.
给他这个建议啊。
The servant gave him a good advice to complete.
乃曼接受。
And therefore, Naaman accepts.
那乃曼也老实讲也不错啊。
And Naaman himself is also a good person.
能够接受别人的意见。
That he could accept the advice of others.
如果他一直不肯接受别人的意见呢、啊，他的病不会好。
If Naaman could not accept the opinions of the advice of other people, he would not recover.
所以在乃曼他的主人还有他的仆人，他们这三个都是主人仆人的关系。
And therefore, if we were to view Naaman and his servant and the king, each of them takes the position of a master and a servant.
那我们讲以利沙。
And let us look at Elisha.
他是先知啊。
He is a prophet.
他也有他的仆人。
He also has a servant.
这个仆人不好。
However, this servant of his is not
做先知的仆人呐、啊。
He is the servant of prophet.
本来他很荣耀啊。
He should be glorified.
但他很贪财。
However, he is greedy of wealth.
所以他后来跑去跟乃曼要一些东西。
And therefore, later he went and request for certain things from Naaman.
还说谎话。
And he also lied.
所以后来他生了大麻风。
And therefore, he was punished with great leprosy.
如果我们要做比较的话，
And therefore, if we were to compare,
乃曼的仆人在他主人处理要不对的时候，给他一个很好的建议。
And therefore, if we were to compare, the servant of Naaman gave good advice to Naaman.
先知啊，他的仆人却是做了不好的事情。
However, the servant of the prophet Elisha did not perform the same way.
所以结果都不一样。
And therefore, the result is different.
所以我现在告诉你们这个话，就是说，在一段圣经一个故事里面啊，你们如果用心一点，你可以找到很多不同的人出现。
And therefore, here what I want to share with all of you is that when we review a certain chapter and all these different personalities, we can see that all they have different performances.
不同的人他有不同的表现。
Because they are different and therefore they have different performances.
每个人他的表现都有很多道理。
And what they do has many teachings that are laid behind.
这种内容很多。
And the content that lies within is very rich.
而且很容易。
And it's simple.
好。在约翰福音第二章。
And in chapter 2 of John.
主耶稣行了第一个神迹。
Jesus performed the first miracle.
那里有一个很好的题材。
And there has and therein lies a good topic.
给你们第二个作业。
And that will be the second assessment.
回家有时间找找看里面有什么样的人出现。
And please go home and discover the personalities that appear in that miracle.
那是主耶稣把水变成酒的一个神迹。
And that is the miracle of Jesus Christ turning the water into wine.
我们因为时间很有限啊。
Because of the limit of time.
我想我下午介绍的这个读经也是一种很简单的查经方法，就讲到这里。
And the techniques of Bible study that we have that we discussed this afternoon to end here.
这种方法很多。
There are many methods and techniques.
那我希望说用。 最简单的方法让你们学会。
Therefore, it is my wish that we adopt the simple method in order to learn.
那你们一定要自己找时间多看圣经，多练习。
And therefore, it is up to each and every one of us to look for to search.
相信经过一段时间以后啊。
And therefore, to take out time in order to study.
我们圣经会很熟。
And after a certain span of time, we'll be familiar.
那你看了很多次以后，那些历史的部分会很熟。
And after going over it many times, we'll be very familiar with the history and the stories.
最好把那个故事记下来。
And the important fact is to remember this story.
我们对一个圣经故事要熟练到某一种程度。
We have to be very familiar with the stories in the Bible to a certain standard.
你要熟到说你不看圣经。 这个故事可以从头到尾这样一直讲，一直讲，讲下来。
We should reach the standard that without opening the Bible, we can tell the story from the beginning to the end.
我们应该可以自己好好训练。
We should train ourselves to achieve such a standard.
譬如说乃曼元帅的故事。
For example, the story of
你现在看圣经，好像你看过都知道。
Now, as we look at the Bible, when we look at the Bible, we could it's very clearly.
你把圣经合起来。
But once you close the Bible,
你学习不看圣经，讲这个故事从头到尾，通通讲出来。
And if you were to relate this story from the beginning to the end without the Bible,
他碰到谁，谁跟他怎么讲，拿什么东西，多少钱，怎么样，那个都不要看，这样从头到尾讲出来。
And if you were not to look at the Bible and you were asked to speak of the details of the whole entire story,
我想对年轻的弟兄姐妹啊，我们应该多要求自己。
And I feel that for the youth in the church, we should have more we should train ourselves.
年纪太大也可以，可是比较困难。
For those of us who are more advanced in age, it is slightly more difficult.
我在台湾开过一个讲习会。
In Taiwan, I have this seminar.
有一个老弟兄，大概将近80岁。
There was this elder brother who is around 80 over years old.
我们也是开同样的这种讲习会。
And we are conducting the same seminar.
然后要他们回家自己准备。
And it is requested that they go home and prepare.
然后明天来啊。
And therefore the next day when they come
他们看谁自愿要上来这里讲故事。
And we'll let them volunteer to come up front to relate the story.
一个老弟兄将近80岁。
And this elderly brother who is over 80 years old.
他讲一段圣经故事。
And he was relating a certain story in the Bible.
就不可以看圣经这样，一直讲，一直讲。
And he did not refer to the Bible and relate the story.
那个起码要看过3次以上。
And of course, it takes more than 3 times to
view the story. 而且不是随便这样讲一下。
And it's not a matter of casualness.
不要用死背的哈。
He does not memorize.
看很多次，你把这个整个故事都很熟了。
And after viewing it many times, you should be familiar with the story.
这样讲得很自然。
And he relayed the story in a very natural manner.
那我们如果这样的话，对自己到底是一个充实。
And therefore, if we were to attain such a standard, we will enrich ourselves.
我们如果有做父母亲的，哎，你如果哎家里 啊，小孩子哎，要听儿童故事，你讲圣经故事给他听。
And for those of us who are parents here, if the children at home wants to listen to story, relate to them Bible stories, biblical stories.
我一个婴孩，有一个小孩子三岁啊。
There's this child that's 3 years old.
在他差不多一岁半到两岁的时候啊。
When he was 1 or 2 years old.
我回家就讲圣经故事给他听。
I'll go back and tell him the biblical stories.
我后来才发现他记忆不错。
And later I realized that the memory is pretty good.
我第一次跟他讲大卫打歌利亚。
The first story I tell him is how David conquered Goliath.
我不晓得他能听多少。
I do not know how much he can absorb.
但他要故事一个接一个听啊。
However, he has to listen to the story one after another.
我又讲挪亚进方舟。
And then I tell him about the Noah's Ark.
我隔两个礼拜。
And after 2 weeks.
我从教会回家。
And when I came back home from church,
他跟我说：“爸爸在讲挪亚进方舟。”
And then he would tell me, "Dad, please tell me the story of Noah's Ark again."
我吓了一跳。
And I was stunned.
因为他年纪太小。
Because he's of a young tender age.
我们那个故事不能讲得太复杂。
We cannot we had to relate the story in a simple way.
只能说挪亚啊进入方舟。
I could only relate that Noah entered the ark.
很多动物啊
，many animals，
大象啊
，elephant，
长颈鹿啊，
狼，
小兔子啊
，little rabbit
啊，他都记得。
And he could remember them all.
所以两个礼拜以后
，and therefore after 2 weeks，
睡觉他说，爸爸要讲挪亚进方舟。
And therefore, before he asleep, he wants the story of Noah's Ark again.
我问他还有带什么东西进去呀、啊、
？And I ask him, what else did Noah bring into the ark?
他就一直想他所知道的动物，通通搬出来。
And he read all the animals that he could remember.
大象跟长颈鹿一定有的啦。
And of course, definitely the elephant and the giraffe.
还有什么公鸡啊、兔子啊、老鼠啊？
And then the cockerels and the rabbits and the mice.
他所知道的动物，他通通讲出来。
He will relate all the animals that he knew.
啊，但是从小他就知道这个故事。
And that is because since young he knew this story.
所以我想，如果说我们今天呐，大人呐，把圣经弄得熟一点呐。
And therefore today, it is my opinion that if the adults were to be familiar with the biblical stories,
对我们有很大的帮助。
It will be of great help.
对我们在教导小孩子也有很大的帮助。
And it will be of great help for us in teaching the children.
那我很希望说我们不要浪费那些时间。
And therefore, it is my wish that we should not waste time.
我们好多弟兄姐妹真的很认真要去读圣经。
We have a lot of brothers and sisters who are fervent in studying the Bible.
但是常常不得要领啊。
But because of the wrong method, we do not bear the resulted fruits.
所以你这样念过跟没有念过差不多啊。
And therefore, the reading through it once is likened to not reading it at all.
所以我觉得很可惜。
And therefore, it is a pathetic thing.
那今天跟大家讲的只是一个很基本啊，很初步一个方法。
And today, what we discuss is a basic fundamental approach.
这个方法随着你越老练，你自己越会使用。
And however, this approach, once we become familiar with it, we'll be able to adopt it and use it.
那希望在不久的将来呀、啊，我们都很快在道理上啊，很充实。
And therefore, it is my hope that in the near future, all of us will be enriched with all these biblical stories and teachings.
我们因为下的时间也差不多了。
And because the time limit of this afternoon.
啊，本来想保留一点时间啊，看大家有什么问题。
It is originally I was thinking of putting aside some time for answering some questions.
那因为我们等一下还留一点时间，要一起祷告，再求灵恩。
But because we need to put aside some time to pray for the Holy Spirit.
我们有几位有被圣灵感动，快要得到圣灵。
There are among us some of us that are moved by the Holy Spirit.
啊，所以我跟黄德拉觉得我们需要利用这个时间再多祷告一下。
And therefore, we should use this time for further prayer.
啊，所以如果我们有什么圣经上的问题啊，我们等一下。聚会以后私底下大家再一起来随便谈一下。
And therefore, if you have any questions regarding the Bible, we can discuss it in privacy after the prayer session.